Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Let's talk to somebody now, shall we? About the Irish Mammy. Yes, we're going to talk to Mitchell. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
It's nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's great to talk to you as well. Oh, my God.
I can't believe we're talking to each other. Are you in the countryside? I hear birdsong. It sounds gorgeous.
Oh, I am, yeah. I'm just outside taking the call. I'm in Dundrum County, Tipperary.
I didn't know there was a Dundrum in Tipperary.
Oh, there is, yes.
And how are
almost
things?
Almost as good as Dublin.
Almost, I'd say. Nearly better. How are things in Tipperary, Mitchell?
Oh, grand. Absolutely perfect.
Well, what do you do with yourself for a living?
Well, I'm currently doing the Leaving Cert.
You're only a youngster. Okay, good.
A lot of work to do.
What's the Shakespeare this year, Mitchell?
Othello.
Aye, tough one.
Oh, it is, but yeah, it's grand. I like it.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, not too bad.
And what are we on now? May, so you're hurtling towards Armageddon.
Yeah, 6 days' time, but...
It's a horrible exam, the Leaving Cert. A horrible time. It really is. I hate it. Hated everybody. The anticipation. I had fig rolls and drank coffee. Would you believe that? I listened to Elvis Presley. That's how I got through my Leaving Cert. Mad. Listen to Elvis Presley singing gospel music was actually calmed me down. Because it was just a tense time. What do you do to relax, Mitchell?
Oh, definitely the evening time and having just a little bit of telly boys out. I'm chilling and a cup of coffee That's it, yeah, exactly.
What do you do other than school? Any big interests?
Well, at the moment, I don't really have much time for it, but I love Irish dancing.
Do you wear a wig and fake tan?
No.
But you like the Irish dancing?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing, it's addictive.
Do you know what? I was getting some dance lessons recently, and it's really hard. My respect for dancers has just... gone through the roof. You know, but I'd say you have great calves all the same, do you?
Oh, yeah, they're my best.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so. It's not easy, not an easy thing to do, the coordination and the timing, and it's tough. Tell me about your mammy.
Oh, well, like as I said, like me and my sister, we do dancing, and it's not the most inexpensive hobby, but mam has never complained when she's carrying us to four corners of the country for feshes and for competitions and practice. And in 2013, when I qualified for the World Championships in Boston, she gave up her chance to go on holiday so she could fund me and Dad to go across.
She's one of those.
Compete. Oh, she is.
She's a proper mammy.
Exactly. But don't have much time for it at the moment because I am doing the Leaving Cert, and I am probably the worst person to deal with stress. And I do give her jip, and I do get angry, and we do have our fair share of rows, but she doesn't put me under pressure, and then obviously that makes me feel bad, so I end up making friends again. But she's fantastic.
Did she make your school lunches down through the years?
Oh, of course, yeah. We always have our nice lunches on a Wednesday and a Friday, and it's, yeah.
Yeah. And does she iron the school uniform?
Oh, yeah, shirts are ready on a Sunday evening and the uniform is on the end of the bed.
She's not your mother, she's your personal house slave.
I know, yeah, she's definitely well appreciated in the house.
Okay, and you've got a sister as well, her name is?
Megan.
Mitchell and Megan, they're great names, you sound like you should be a group. The Mitchell and Megan Experience.
Oh.
Opening night in Dundon, Tipperary. Tickets at the door, as sold by Mammy. What's your mum's name?
Noreen.
Okay. And you've had her for since you were born, have you?
Oh, I have, yeah, exactly.
And you wouldn't trade her in or ask for your money back?
Oh, right? No. No, we've done 17 years, so we'll finish it out.
You might as well just see it to a natural conclusion. And so if she was to come and see us tomorrow, would she enjoy the experience or would she be mortified?
Oh, no, she'd be over the moon. She'd be... I honestly think she'd probably cry because she's definitely one who gets emotional, but... she'd love to.
What does she like to do? How does she chill out? Or what's when she's not looking after you guys?
Well, she loves walking. She'd walk and
Hang on a sec. Noreen.
Hi, Ryan.
Are you well?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh God, I can. Yeah, hi, Ryan. How are you?
Yeah, it's lovely to talk to you.
And you too, Ryan.
Now,
I'm a great fan of yours.
Well, I'm a big fan of yours as well, so that's two of us in it. Now, say hello to Mitchell.
Hi, Mitchell. How are you?
Well, ma'am, how are you?
Now, Mitchell, tell your mammy why you're on the phone to me, please.
Oh, ma'am, because I've entered in a competition to go up to Dublin and enter and been a chance to win 10 grand.
Oh, my God, I've been listening all week, so I have.
Oh, so you know what we're talking about then.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much, Mitchell.
Mitchell reckons that Irish Life deserve to give you 10,000 grand on the basis that you're the greatest Irish modern mammy of the year.
Oh God, I don't know about the greatest mammy, but I do try.
Mitchell, thank your mother on air, please, for all the things, and list the things that she's done that make you so grateful.
Oh, thanks, ma'am, for being my support, being my rock, being my one of my friends, exactly, one of my friends who I can always turn to and who I can always rely on.
Well, Mitchell, I always said I'm always here for you.
And Noreen, I heard you gave up your own holidays to send Mitchell and the old man off to Boston.
To Boston, yeah. Well, you don't often qualify for Worlds, Ryan, so it was great for him to get there.
And I hear you're the ultimate mammy taxi driver.
Oh, God.
All corners of the earth.
I think I'll have to start charging them, so I will.
Well, do you know what? That's what we should get you for your next birthday, is a meter. A lot of mammies in Ireland would love a meter on their car. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Ryan.
And Mitchell won't love me. Why did you call Mitchell Mitchell?
Why did you call Mitchell? Well, his dad's called Michael, and he was kind of saying we call him Michael, and then I was saying I don't know because his granddad's Michael as well, and then his dad said Mitchell, and I said yeah, I love Mitchell, and Mitchell loves it as well.
Is Mitchell a character in Modern Family these days?
Is Mitchell
Do you watch Modern Family, either of you?
No, not either of us.
I think there's a Mitchell in there, but it's a great name. And Megan, why Megan? Wasn't the Thornbirds, was it?
I don't know. I just like Megan as well, and they both love their names. So they're Michael, Mitchell, and Megan, and I'm the other one out with Noreen. So
if you won the 10,000 tomorrow from Irish Life, Noreen, what would you do with it?
What would I do?
Probably give it to Mitchell and Megan, by the sounds.
I think I'd have a well-deserved break, Ryan, with all the stress of the leaving cert and everything.
Oh, you and every other parent in Ireland! What a horrible exam it is.
Put some way from Mitchell's college.
I see. Back, all roads lead to Mitchell. Mitchell, Mitchell, always Mitchell. Mitchell's perfect son. He's the Prince of Dundrum.
Oh God, no, he's a great son, but we do have our rows and our eyes, but no, he's great.
Well, you have your rows because you're human and normal. That's why you have your rows.
That's it, Ryan. Yes,
where would you go on a holiday, Noreen? I'm just curious.
Probably Lanzarote, because we've never been. My sister has an apartment over there. We've never been, so I'd love to go.
You need a nice break to the sunshine.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great, actually. Anywhere nice and warm.
I wore my Mac in the Irish sun yesterday to stop the rain from falling on top of me.
I did the same this morning on my walk.
Ah, where do you like to walk?
Around the local duck pond here in Dundrum. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous of a day. Okay, well, listen to me. I hope you're free to travel to Dublin tonight, are you?
I am, actually, Ryan. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to ask you to come to Dublin, and Irish Life are going to put you and whoever you want to bring with you stay in the Radisson Blue Hotel in Golden Lane.
Oh my God.
You will have dinner there, and you will have cocktails all on us.
Oh, thank you so much, Ryan.
But you're so welcome, Noreen, because you're such a great mommy. You deserve it.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
And tomorrow morning, we'll whisk you away and bring you to RTE, where you'll meet three other mammies, one of whom will be crowned Irish Life Modern Mammy of the Year and given a cheque for €10,000.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Listen, don't thank me. In fairness to the perfect son, it's all about Mitchell, as always.
No, thanks very much, Ryan. Thank you so much for that. That's amazing.
No, well done, Mitchell. I presume Megan had a hand in this as well. So let's say thanks to you both. And hopefully I'll meet you. Well, I will definitely meet you, Noreen. And maybe, Mitchell, you've got a study to do. You can't really come up, can you?
Oh, no, I think I might take one night off.
I see. Okay, well, I'll meet you tomorrow then. Okay, I'll see you both tomorrow, folks. Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Ryan. Thank you. Bye.